different place. They put them on the step because the Lord, the cross is the only legal. What happened at the cross is the only legal source for the supernatural. But we got crossed up with the cross. We got crossed up thinking that the wooden beam or the cross that we have around our neck or the cross that we have on our arm or in our purse, that was the cross. No, that's a curse.
Yes, sir.
According to Galatians 3:13, the cross itself is a curse.
Yes, sir.
It's what Jesus did at the cross.
Yes, sir.
And what he left on the cross.
Yes, sir.
Brought us deliverance.
But
the wooden beam or that cross you got around your neck, you've been wearing it a long time, that thing carrying the curse.
Yes, sir.
Now that's some revelation there, boy. I said, oh, Jesus. But it some people, when they took it off instantly, oppression left them.
Yes.
Lady screamed, I'm free. Because she'd been wearing that cross for 14 years, I think she was wearing it 14 years. And so I should have told you, I need to preach that whole message to you for you to have understanding. Well, not against the cross is the deliverance place. It's where we were set free. Here, my son, on his graduation ring, we're either going to have to get it taken off or redo the whole ring. Because me and my family, we're wearing no crosses. Because I got a revelation about understanding. See, the cross is where Jesus did it for us, but the cross is not it. Okay. So, you know, you can wear your cross as you want, but I'm telling you, that's one of the biggest deceptions Satan done pulled. He got you believing that as long as you got that on, you're saved, but you're wearing the curse. It's not the cross, it's not the cross wooden beam or the steel or the gold beam you have around your neck that carry the power. The power is what Jesus did at the cross. Why didn't Jesus take a cross with him to heaven? Why none of the disciples had cross around their neck on their arm?
Wow.
They knew better. They knew better. I didn't know no better. I've been trying to get me a cross for the last 6-7 years. I go, look, I'm so glad I failed in all my attempts. Now, this is real pressure on religious spirit. I know it. But as an apostle, I have to tell the truth. My son turned this ring in. He said, I'll turn it in, Dad. He said, he's got that cross on the side of it. And that is. Matthew chapter 4. I want to talk about the kingdom of God is within you and can be released in your life to produce supernatural manifestation that you've never seen before as you understand the kingdom of God. Yes. That's a cross. You land on the step, all right? All right. All right. And I just have to teach the whole thing. I taught a little bit in camp meeting to you, and I know I mentioned it, and there's a whole lot of details that you have to know because I know y'all are clinging to them crosses, boy. Oh, Lord, now he left the cross out. No, I'm not talking about the cross, the finished work of Christ. I'm talking about the object you got as a symbol. Just read Galatians 3:13. Curses everyone that hangs on a tree. The tree is the curse. That's the way the Roman Empire, that's the way they used to punish people, and that's the way they used to put the curse on. In Matthew's Gospel chapter 4, verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching what? The gospel of the kingdom. Come on, say it. The gospel of the kingdom. That'll be very important to you in a few minutes. Say it. The gospel of the kingdom. Or the good news of the kingdom. That's what he preached, right? All right. The gospel of the kingdom. And then so right after he showed that he was teaching and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, now the Bible shows what results that the teaching and the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom should produce. Instantly. and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. See, the gospel produced that kind of result, the kingdom gospel. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people. All sick people that were taken with divers diseases and what? Torment. Boy, I found a lot of torment in the body of Christ. And torment, and those that was possessed with devils. Possessed with devils, demons. And those who was lunatic, that's crazy. And those that had the palsy, paralyzed, and he healed them. What we started with? Preaching, teaching, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Say the gospel of the kingdom. All right. And there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan, because they knew what was happening. The gospel of the kingdom was being taught and being preached and being manifested. That's the part I want you to see now. The gospel, in those verses, the gospel of the kingdom was taught, preached, and manifested. That's the part. And demonstrated. That's the part. For all those people to be healed, they had to have supernatural manifestation. Would you believe that? Because we're talking about multitude of, it explains us, diverse disease. So the gospel of the kingdom has no respect for torment, for demon, for diverse diseases, for lunatic people going out of their mind. It has no respect, because the gospel of the kingdom manifests supernaturally to overcome anything that the kingdom of darkness has done. When the kingdom of light is come, all darkness must be removed. Believe you me? Okay. So all these people, Jesus preached. This is what Jesus was a kingdom preacher. All right. Now, there's a few things we're going to talk about here. There are 4 or 5 things I want you to know as we talk about the kingdom of God. We're going to read it in a few minutes. The kingdom of God is within you, and why that kingdom in you, and how the kingdom of God make contact with the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of heaven make contact with the kingdom of God that is in you to overcome the kingdom of darkness that is in this world. See, that the kingdom of heaven is where God and the angels reside. All right. And then the kingdom of God is within you. All right. The kingdom of darkness is in the world. If you don't make contact with the kingdom of heaven, operate through the kingdom of God that is in you, the kingdom of darkness is going to keep you sick, broke, tormented, demon oppressed. See. And so our point this morning is we have to make a clarity in our spirit and our mind be renewed with the fact that the kingdom of God is in us for a reason. And a supernatural reason. All right? Miraculous reason that you're walking around as a Christian with the kingdom of God on the inside of you. So our job is to show you how to activate that kingdom. And when that kingdom is activated properly, just what you see happen in the 23rd verse, to you and people you minister to, the same thing got to happen to them. If you operating, listen to me, Claire, now, if you operating from a kingdom perspective revelation, if that kingdom really, if the Holy Spirit ever get a chance to reveal to you the dynamics of this kingdom of God that is on the inside of you, you will expand continuously in power, in glory, in understanding your position in Christ. You understand him? So a lot of religious spirit going to have to be killed in your life. For the kingdom to function, a lot of tradition, a lot of religion, a lot of denominational stuff you learn, going to have to be killed, that you can resurrect. In a kingdom lifestyle. Y'all don't look too excited, boy. Y'all done heard too much about the kingdom and nothing has happened. And so the kingdom has become almost a common word to you because it hasn't shown its inside. You haven't seen its manifestation. You haven't seen its demonstration. So therefore, when you mention kingdom, it's just like saying Ronald. Because you know Ronald. You don't know this kingdom. And you don't know your potential. You got potentials you never seen. And the Lord and the Holy Spirit want to reveal those things to you. So not only that you can be totally set free, but you can start your ministry. You can start when people, because you're a Christian, you're supposed to be able to do something. Somebody come to you and you're a Christian, you don't shake their hand and say, I hope you feel better. Nobody got time for that. So now, the Lord, the way to I tell you what the supernatural is, it overcome all natural laws, all demonical powers, etc. The supernatural overrule the natural. It overrule anything, sickness, disease. And so I'm going to have to tell you why you want to hear this, why you want to understand this. There's four or five reasons that I got to get out before I start teaching. Why you want to pay attention to this, why you want to, that's a cross, the cross your ring. Why you want to understand this message? Why you want to understand the kingdom of God that's within you? The Bible said the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible said, fear not, little flock, it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That's why the Bible told us in 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things to be added. So you have to understand what the kingdom really is. Okay? The Bible says it's an unshakable kingdom. Once a person step in there, you can't shake them. The Bible said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The Bible also said the kingdom of God is not in word only, but in power. And so all of these things we have to look at, that the kingdom of God is within you. Many things I've had, especially on cars and different things I've bought, the different RVs I've bought, you know, after having them a year, I discovered something that could have made life more convenient for me, but I just didn't know it was there. I had a shaving experience, the art of shaving. I've been shaving for 47 years, longer than that. But my son said, I want to take you to the art of shaving store and get you some shaving equipment. And, you know, I just put the soap on my face and raked the razor across that and put something under there, you know. But this was a shaving experience. This lady said, no, hold up, no, sir. We got to put some oil on here. We're going to put some special stuff on here. And we're going to put some special stuff in this brush. And say, run that brush under the hot water. And then just put a little dab of this on it. Then put it up in your face. And, Lord, that's a shaving experience. And so I shaved with it this morning. And you got a rack, you know, you got the brush hanging on my razor hanging on it. I got the different oils I put on my face, you know. I said, hallelujah. I never look forward to shaving. So I use that as an illustration. I didn't know it existed. That most of us, on the sound of my voice, has the kingdom on the inside of you, but you really don't know what you're carrying. And so it's my job to unfold that to you. And it said the Father, good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants you to manifest. He wants you to destroy the works of the devil in your life, your children's life, your grandchildren's life, and everybody who come to you. You know how to operate in the kingdom. All right. So now, here's some reason why the Lord want to teach this lesson. That you may to walk victoriously in this life now. To walk victoriously in this life now. That means everything is handled from a kingdom perspective. Everything that is not working is overruled by a higher power. You like that? That's in you. That's a divine kingdom potential on the inside of you, once you learn how to function in it, your bad days and your down days are over. I was trying to find a necktie to wear with this shirt, wear with this suit. And I said, boy, it's one of them days. Lord said, my wife said, it's the same day that the Lord made. You got 1,000 neckties back in there. Go back and find a necktie. Don't be talking about this one of them days. Don't start this mess. Tim, let us on the steps, huh? Care how they see them, but put them on the side there so nobody will walk on them. Number two, to prepare you for that which is to come. It's going to get more evil, more technology, demonic power is flowing now. And all type of evil is being accepted. Anybody can attest to that? Anybody watch television? I mean, just anything goes now. Matter of fact, they're using preachers to defy God. Now they're using the church. They got to go in there talking about the church. What do you call that then? The church what? It take the church. That's what they call it, right? It take the church. Huh? It take a church? It don't take no church to do what they're doing. A monkey zoo can do what they're doing. It take a church to do what we're doing here now. Because you're going to have to realize that the church must have a kingdom agenda. The church is mentioned twice in the Bible. The kingdom is mentioned over 100 times. God gives the church a kingdom agenda. So you cannot function in the church if you don't understand the kingdom. So the reason I'm teaching you this, to prepare you for the things to come. There are things to come that your iPad is not going to handle. There are things coming in the world that the internet will not be able, the government, the natural government, it needs a supernatural government. And that's another, if you want to write a definition, the kingdom of God that lives on inside of you is a supernatural government. Wow. I'll give a better definition in a few moments, okay? But not only that, you can walk victoriously. Most Christians, they are not walking victoriously because they don't know the potential of the kingdom on the inside of them. Most Christians, they are not prepared for the storm and the evil that this world is about to go through. Because they understand churchianity. All right. Why am I teaching this? That you may have an encounter or experience with the power of God properly. Having encountered you and experienced from the teaching of the kingdom, from the preaching of the kingdom with understanding. That you may have an experience. Once you have had an experience or an encounter with the power of God or the supernatural power of God, come what may, line, fire, water, rain, you will know how to yield to the Holy Spirit, who is the executive and the executor of kingdom business. The Holy Spirit. Yeah, the Holy Spirit can't really fully work with a person who don't understand the kingdom. He's a kingdom spirit. The Holy Spirit is a kingdom spirit. So a man or woman, he do as much as he can for a man or woman who do not understand the kingdom, but he can't really do what he could do if they had some concept or revelation or understanding of what God had put on the inside of them to make them supernatural. Sin will be no problem when you understand the kingdom. Why? The kingdom is so greater than sin, it makes sin look like a Mickey Mouse. A person, oh, I can't do that. That robbed me of my kingdom right. When you really, see, that's why there's a lot of sin in the church, because they haven't recognized who they are. You see what I'm saying? It's people operating without a revelation. Once God reveals himself on the inside of you in the aspect of how his kingdom work, and once you and the Holy Spirit begin to step off in kingdom steps, you're not going to practice no sin. It's so far better to walk with God than to walk in this world. I admit, let me deal with this now, but Spirit of God, I admit right before you now, the reason we're missing a lot of things, and if you see, we call sin an issue. Sin is not an issue, sin is sin. You don't need no angry manager. Talking about angry management, you don't need no, they don't, I don't want to manage no angry, I want it to get away from me. Once you have an experience and an encounter, kingdom experience, right now, kingdom experience, and kingdom encounter with the king, Jesus is the king of the kingdom, then you'll be able to go and demonstrate and manifest his power through you. Now you're coming to another jumping and shouting position. When you see, well, when I saw my daughter come in and say that not left, I said, whoa, Jesus. She don't have to be operated on. Just set in service. And the king come in and say, I'll move that knot. And another thing now, class, we have to know, my brother and sister, now you keep up with these five things. What's going to happen to you? You're going to start walking victoriously. You're going to start getting every bastard out of your life. Bastard is somebody illegally birthed. Sickness is a bastard. It's illegal. It's illegal for you to be sick. It is illegal for you and your wife to not get along. It's illegal for your children to disrespect you. It's illegal to be broke. It's illegal for you not to be full of joy. You ought to have some joy in your life. But the Bible said the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy don't pay no attention to situation. Everything can look like it's going wrong. Joy still have joy. Ain't nobody got time to be happy when joy is available. Happy go with the flow. Happiness, if it ain't going bad, I'm ain't happy. But joy... joy make happy happy all the time. Why? Because it's supernatural. The kingdom of God that is within you is a supernatural kingdom. You don't have to put up with what is offered to you by man. You have the ability to overrule anything that does not pertain to the abundant eternal life that's living on the inside of you. Woo! The abundant eternal life that is living on the inside of you. You don't have to put up with the known, with the regular, with the past. Now, today, I'm a new woman, I'm a new man. So let me run over. Let me run over these things again, because you're supposed to, as I teach you about the kingdom of God within you, the Father, good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You seek the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink; it's righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. And he said, you seek the kingdom of God, in Matthew 6:33, and it's righteousness. All these things to be added to you. The kingdom of God have righteousness in it, right? Now watch what I'm about to say now. Now, how many of you all would like to live a victorious life every day? You're the biggest dumb I ever seen if you don't raise your hand. How many of y'all need to prepare? Now, you know some things will come in your life you can't handle. You understand that?
Yes.
It wouldn't be a devil if it wasn't. But it doesn't make no difference. That lady kidding you? Y'all kid? Y'all ain't? Well, yeah, how y'all relate? That's your sister? Yeah, she looked like your sister. The kingdom, when you understand the kingdom that is on the inside of you, it prepares you for that which is to come. How it prepare you? Whatever comes, you know that there, the kingdom in you can handle it. All you need is illumination, a revelation, an enlightenment. You listening?
Yes,
or an empowerment.
Yes,
at that moment, he has that all.
Yes,
so you're not kuchila basha. You're not obligated to live a normal life no longer.
Yes,
you're not obligated to be fearful of the future, no matter what the reports from the world is saying. Because you already prepared supernaturally to handle whatever they say. You understand me now?
Yes,
I got to get you to understand, but I'm not just talking to you now. I'm doing what Jesus did. Jesus was teaching and preaching the kingdom. That's when all them sickness and disease left. Right?
Yes.
Same thing holds true as the church know that there are, that her agenda must come from the kingdom. Then the church began to operate in that kingdom power. Or a believer begin to operate in kingdom power. In other words, you are prepared for everything and anything.
Yes.
These world crazy, you know. You know, devil crazy too, you know. And then, boy, I don't like I'm going to get 40 this morning. Because whenever you meet with God, you should have, you must have an encounter. You must have an experience. You must have an experience. This morning, you must have an encounter with God. You can't have an encounter with me. You must have an encounter with God. I'm going to my house.
That's right.
And I know you think I'm anointed, but I'm not on a present.
That's right.
I mean, one place at one time. When I get to the house, goodbye. I'm going to lay down and rest. You better know something. You better know him. You see my point here? Then you call me, I might be sleeping. He don't sleep. All right, so to demonstrate and manifest the power of God. Now, a lot of scriptures we've read, but we can't fulfill. Nay, and all these things you're more than a conqueror. You can't do that without knowing the kingdom. Not knowing the potential of the kingdom that's in you. All right? Are you with me? Or you left me? All right, let's go further now. Go further. I don't know how far I'm going to be to get. Now, you know about the supernatural. It's the dimension that operate above natural law, above demonical power, above the world system. Good God Almighty. Above natural government, above natural laws. You see, it kicked in. Look in Romans 8:2. It kicks you into another level. It's another level. It's another level. It's another level. Listen to me. Look at Romans 8:2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin. Where do that law reside? It resides in the kingdom that lives on the inside of you. Where do the word become spirit and life? John 6:63. The word becomes spirit and life by the kingdom that is on the inside of you. All of that's in the kingdom of God. You see, scriptures. You got your favorite scripture. Your favorite scripture got to operate out of the kingdom of God that's on the inside of you. What is God's kingdom? Now watch this word, because in this word, I might not pronounce it right, but in this word I found out the word reign is in it. Rain, you know, rain, not R-A-I-N, R-E-I-G-N, rain. You over something? What is God's kingdom? It is God's sovereign government on earth. And in the word sovereign is the word reign. What is the suffix? Yeah, the suffix. Reign, R-E-I-G-N. We are to reign in life out of the kingdom. Now listen to what did God get? Kingdom means, listen, a foundation of power. A foundation, let me take it further. Kingdom here means a foundation of supernatural power is under your feet. Good God Almighty. You heard that? Yeah, you're walking. What? You're walking on supernatural power because the kingdom is on the inside of you. It lays a foundation that you can walk on water. You can walk on fire and not be burned. You understand what I'm saying? Come on now. You got to get over in the spirit. I said you got to get over in the spirit. So those of us who leave here today know I'm walking on supernatural kingdom foundation. A foundation that can't be shaken nor taken. Strengthened by his might in my inner man. That's in Ephesians 3. See, that inner man is a kingdom man. I'm a kingdom man. I'm a kingdom woman. Come on, say it. Say it. I don't have to take this. Boy, that's powerful, that man. If you can remind yourself, Janet, I'm a kingdom woman. I'm walking on a kingdom foundation where the supernatural miracles, signs, and wonders can happen in a second. I'm an agent from heaven. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I'm a citizen of another kingdom. I'm sent on a mission to change things where I go. My life and my agenda is supernatural. Say it. My life and my agenda is supernatural. I'm a representative of the living God. I'm the church. I'm the body of Christ. I got a kingdom agenda for me and everything around me. That'll get you healed. All right, sit down. I don't know who this is for. You ain't gonna sit down longer, but sit down. I'm hearing this off script here now. You know the saying, bigger days lie ahead? You know what I heard? Bigger deals lie ahead. Deals that you will not be able to explain unless you have a kingdom vocabulary. You have deals, that's a cross, yeah. Deals you will not be able to explain unless you can talk a kingdom vocabulary. Right now, I cannot explain Leroy's life. I cannot explain it. The only way I can explain it, I talk kingdom language. The supernatural offends people. Anytime, I'm going to give you two instances, and you just look them up. I think the other one is in John, in Mark 5, where Jesus, that man was a lunatic, and they tried to tie him up, and he break loose every time. And then Jesus went, and Jesus called the demons out. The man was clothed in his right mind. The town asked Jesus to leave. The supernatural offended them. In Genesis 26, it was a famine. Isaac was trained by Abraham to always sow seed. Isaac sowed in the famine, and it got a hundredfold return. And it offended the male and all the top people. They asked Isaac to leave because you're too much for us. The kingdom offend people. It's another cross. It offends people. It offends people. That's another cross. They got some pretty ones, boy. Look at that. Now, these people who said anything don't know nothing about Jesus. Most of them. That's why Christmas ain't never run out. Because Macy ain't going to let Christmas go down, partner. Macy got some bad lawyers, boy. You're going to have some Christmas. We're going to have them celebrating the Christ here this year. That's another cross. I saw some pretty one in Columbia. Sit down. I gotta give you another definition of the kingdom. Now I want you to hear this because something's gonna go to popping right now. I want you to hear this. Another aspect of the kingdom. Not only the kingdom being a foundation of power, but the kingdom. How long you been having it? Long time. Yeah. Now, some of y'all are going to check out some things that have been held back in your life because this is apostolic. A normal preacher ain't going to tell you that. But by revelation, we've been deceived to believe it's in this when it's in him. It's not the cross. It's what he done at the cross. Finished work of Christ. Now, you supposed to, if you understand the kingdom of God, and I never read the kingdom of God in which I'll get to it in a minute. You supposed to be living a royal life. Kingdom mean royal. Remember Peter said you're a royal priesthood, holy people, a chosen generation. The kingdom also not only mean royal freedom, it mean rule. You're supposed to be ruling. Why? It's a realm. You're operating from another realm. You're operating from a supernatural realm, not a natural realm, not an academic realm, not an intellectual realm, but you're operating from the realm of the Spirit of the living God, who is supernatural, never fail. That's why we had to learn how to move through them dimensions. Move from faith to your anointing, and then there's a time to make a transition now for your faith and anointing to back off because the glory shows up. That's who got that out of the arm. He came. The glory, when the glory manifests, is a sweep. He sweeps everything out that's not of his kingdom. Are you hearing me? So our royalty, our ruling position, and our ability to operate from another realm, an invisible realm that carries the appetite of the impossible. That eat the impossible for breakfast. That when you walk up and tell them that the lawyer said it can't be done. The doctor said it can't be done. I've talked to a psychologist and said it can be done. A person who knows the impossible starts shouting, oh, you're in the right place now. Let's get it done. So God can show himself strong on your behalf. Now, I don't know what this is. God say he's at this point fixing a leak. I don't know what it is, but check it, the leak been fixed. It's a leak. I don't know what kind of leak you're talking about. I don't understand all the land God said, but he said he's fixing a leak somewhere.
A leak right here.
Right here? She had a leak. Huh? On the car you just bought, you had a leak. Well, God said he's fixing it. You go out there and get in, and it ain't gonna leak no more. See, God would do things like this just to let you know he did it. See, God will make a show so you will know nobody else did this. I did this for you. I did this for you. Just because you're my child. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Somebody say we welcome your presence.
We welcome your presence.
Sit down. You want to write notes here. Now, don't forget, you operate in a royal ruling realm, a royal kingship, a royal ruling realm over everything. The kingdom of God in you puts you on a foundation of power that you can operate in royalty, that you can operate in ruling, that you operate from another realm. Church as usual is over. The church must understand, and the believer must understand, they must operate from a kingdom agenda. Not just a church. I'm not blowing the church. No, the church is built in the kingdom. The kingdom is not built in the church. The kingdom don't take order from the church. The church take order from the kingdom. Some of y'all look at me, y'all sucking the same old suit. What are you talking about? When this thing gonna finish? But there's a man on the inside of you who wanna hear this. Because he's tired living in captivity through your ignorance. The kingdom of God is God's realm and his foundation of power on earth. Two scriptures we need to look at. I think, when did the Lord pray? In the 6th chapter of Matthew? Huh? Turn to the Lord. Get my Bible, son. What you up there for? You saw I needed my Bible. You just stand up there looking. You got to be following me in the spirit, man. Thank you, Tim. All right, where is that? Right, let me look at it because I want to show you two things in here. 6 and 9. Okay, I think you should understand it better now. All right. Verse 10 now. What does verse 10 say? Come on, read it again. Now, my Bible reads, y'all saying something different. Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I'm just hearing you different. You're reading it right. As it is, because I'm looking at it, as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Now, the next thing is, thy will be done in earth. Everybody see that? In earth as it is in heaven. Now here's what it is. See, sometimes we use the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God interchangeably.
Yes, sir.
But really, there's a distinction there.
Yes,
the kingdom of heaven is God's realm, where he is.
Yes,
and he put a realm of himself in you called the kingdom of God.
Yes,
and the kingdom of God sent a revelation to the kingdom of heaven, sent a revelation to the kingdom of God.
Yes,
that's on the inside of you that you can operate.
Yes,
have days of heaven on earth.
Yes.
It's your citizenship kicking in.
Yes.
Overruling this citizenship.
Yes.
Overruling Satan.
Yes.
And Santa, overruling this world.
Yes.
Overruling this system.
Yes.
And see now, here's the problem, Nita. Here's what happened. The church could not draw that out without an apostle.
That's right. Wow.
Why we didn't get it all these years.
Right.
See? And there's very few in the Western church we're satisfied to a certain degree. To sing Amazing Grace, see a few prayers, and go home and say, I've been to church.
Yes, sir.
Lord Jesus.
When you're raw.
Yes, sir.
You're raw people.
Yes,
kingship status,
yes, sir,
in you.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be ruling.
That's right.
From another realm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Look at this, because this is so important. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How that going to happen? How that going to happen? We're going to have an understanding of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness. We're going to have to understand the kingdom of light. And the we've been delivered from the power. What is Colossians 1, 13, something like that, 12? Look at it, Colossians. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the dear Son. The kingdom of the dear Son is the kingdom of light, is the kingdom of God, is the kingdom of heaven. We're translated into it to royally live, to rule, and to reign from another realm.
Yes.
Just like we start preaching the opening text, Jesus was teaching the kingdom and preaching the kingdom, and when he did, manifestation and demonstration took place. It overruled everything the devil had done. Today, in Jesus' name, everything Satan had tried to put in your life is overruled by the kingdom that is on the inside of you. Yield to it now. You will not put up with this mess no more. You will not put up with not having enough money. You will not put up with sickness and disease. You will not put up with your dream not being fulfilled. Stop merchandising an anointing trying to operate from the outside. The anointing works from the inside. You are raw. You're a raw priesthood. You're reigning in life for Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is reigning through you. Every sickness, every disease, every lump, every bump got to go. Now. Every lack, every limitation, every blockage got to be opened now. Every confusion in your life got to be cleared up. And every person who's making confusion in your life got to be cleared up now. Either get right or get out. Give him praise. Thank you for what you're hearing. Thank him. Come on. Give him praise. You're growing. You're growing. You're developing on the inside. You're better off than when you first got here. You're developing. You're growing. You're hearing from heaven. Sit down a few moments. What scripture I told you to turn to Colossians, you find it? All right, mark it. Go back to Matthew 6. Wait a minute. Now, I want to go to verse 13 now. I'm talking about the kingdom, the royalty, the rule, the reign, the realm that is on the inside of you is supernatural.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God. You are a supernaturalist.
Thank you, Lord.
You are a supernatural being from the inside.
Thank you, Lord.
And when the supernatural, when Jesus was transfigured on the Mount of Transfiguration, what happened? The supernatural that was on the inside, the reason he was clothes turned white and everything turned so bright, the inside came on the outside. And that's what we have to do. We have to know it's in there, and we have to know how to let it come out.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
See, tell the person next to you, the kingdom of God is on the inside of me. For me to rule, come on.
And reign in life.
And have the best. There's a cross. They come. There's one. You see that? They got a little Jesus. They're supposed to have a little. This supposed to be a little Jesus. There ain't no Jesus. That's Satan training, tricking people. Woo. Invoice. But I saw it, and then I got to talking. Don't go, diddy bossata. All right. Wait a minute. I'll get it. Wait a minute. I might try to change channel, I believe. No, I'm on the same channel. In verse 13, the latter part of verse 13, B part. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, there's a kingdom. You understand some concept of the kingdom now. There is the power of the kingdom, and there is the glory of the kingdom. Now, you remember he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How is it going to get you? You are the receptacle for kingdom business. That's why the devil going to try to tell you he can make you sick. That's why the devil try to tell you he can keep you broke. That's why the devil tell you you're going to die ahead of time, because he don't want you to know that you are the contact that God make to straighten things out down here. You already saved. You already in the kingdom. You already blessed. But the devil been deceiving you that he can make you unblessed. You have to know how to address the enemy from a kingdom perspective. No, you don't do this. No, I won't receive this. No, this will not stay here. No, this is not going to happen. This is not making me happy. God told me I can have joy, peace, and this is not giving me joy, so I will not accept this. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over this, and I'm going further. You're not going to stop me. You're not going to block me. You're not going to lock me down. Because I know this. I know this. Listen, class, listen. If I'm stuck, I'm in the natural. If Satan can bog me down in some sickness, some disease, some lack, some place I can't get, I'm stuck in the natural. The kingdom of God will not work through the natural. But if I'm in the supernatural, like you are this morning, now you're ready to excel. Why? There's nothing and nobody who can stop you. See that? Even the mic know that. Give me a few more minutes. Give me a few more minutes. Sit down. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. All he's saying, come, go with me. Another cross. Come and go with me. That's all he's saying. That's about how much I feel about it. I burned one too. Dr. Fall had a bunch of people out there. He burned two, and he had a mellow one in front of his church, and he hired some welders with torches to come cut it down. One of the men comes and said, but the cross is a good thing. He didn't understand, so Fall preached to him and changed him and convinced him. And then he cut it down. So in those two, honor of the Father in the Lord's Prayer, he's saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. On earth as it is. How that going to happen? On earth, on earth, on earth. Where we at?
On earth.
As it is in heaven. See, watch this. Oh, my. Well, watch this. Every one of us here who is a child of God. How many Christians we got in here? All right. Watch what I'm about to tell you. For your personal life, you as an individual. What's your name, ma'am? Yeah. Ashley. Thank God you got a regular name. Thank God, Jesus. Look, God told my name the other day. I said, oh, Jesus, I should have called somebody else. Why you don't just name the children Ashley? I'm just so you can say it. Ashley, you're a Christian, right? Huh? You have a personal assignment from the kingdom of heaven to the kingdom of God that's on the inside of you to live in victory. Don't let nothing give you no wooden nickel. Don't let no sin. Don't let no habit. Don't let no sickness, disease. Don't let no lack. Don't let it rain in your life. You talk to it. You tell it, you don't know who I am. You don't know where I come from. You don't know who I belong to. My Father owned everything. You got to declare and decree. Do you understand me? Declare and decree. Then you have a responsibility, actually, to anybody who come around you sorrowing and sad and sick and broke and complaining and can't get it, turn around to them. Real feisty. What? You don't have to put up with that. In the God that I serve, in the name of Jesus. Because the Lord is going to send some of y'all to the funeral home. We have so much waste authority, waste dominion. Now, I'm going to say something that's going to be sacrilegious to you. We're sitting down reading the Bible when we're supposed to be releasing the Bible. So you got those two scriptures, right? All right, you got that. The kingdom of God is God's realm and his foundation of power on earth. But it comes through you, right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Do it?
Yes, sir.
All right. It is his dominion or lordship. In which he establishes his will here and now. Just what I told Ashley. Watch. Just what I told her just now. And he wants the church to be the active participant in spreading his kingdom here. Church two times. He mentioned the kingdom over 100 times. Church two times. He mentioned the kingdom over 100 times. And a lot of things we're trying to do through the church that only we can do through the kingdom. What is the church? The church is not the kingdom. It is the agency through which the kingdom is extended. It is composed of those who have been redeemed, and they are called to expand the kingdom. If you don't understand the kingdom of God that is on the inside of you, within you, you cannot extend the church. We have done a good job of not expanding. Because in order to expand the church, if you say you are an apostle, you're supposed to have some signs, Father. Evidence and proof. If you say you're a child of God, you ought to have some evidence and proof in your life. Yes, the enemy did attack me, but I stood still and saw the salvation of the Lord. You can take it or break it. Whew. My God. The church, everybody say the church. Must always be subject to the purposes of the kingdom. Now, this is new to many of us. Listen. The church must always be subject to the purposes of the kingdom. In other words, if you don't know kingdom purposes, you're going to be defeated. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. We too busy trying to get our need met. We need to be out there evangelizing, casting out devils, and healing the sick and raising the dead. The church too sick. The church too broke. The church too busy trying to say, I need. The church needs to get anointed and be revealed and get into purpose. You need to come here on Sunday morning to get fueled up to go abuse Satan. You don't come here to get fueled up so Satan abuse you. You come next Sunday with three more wounds. And what happened to church? Trying to operate without a kingdom agenda. The church don't even know that they're a extension of the kingdom. The church, they're the last word. You're not the last word. The kingdom of God's the last word. That's why he put the kingdom on the inside of you. You're supposed to live like a king.
Yes.
And when a Christian starts living like a king, everybody get all upset.
Yeah.
What's she doing? She living normal. You living abnormal. You always got 9 problems you can't solve. Because you're trying to solve them by calling somebody. Singing Stop by Your Lord. The Lord's going to make a way somehow. He already made a way. You're just going down the wrong road, that's all. I'm gonna teach you a few more minutes. You just gonna sit down. Get mad, go somewhere else next week. I'm just going to teach you a few more minutes. Get mad and miss it. Why are you held it so long? This thing bent up too, boy. This thing made like my son one. Look at this thing how it's bent up. What you been beating on, girl? She couldn't wear it, no way. I bet she had it on. It's a little cross. It's a graduating ring? Yeah, your dad'll get you another one. He able. Order tomorrow. He able. Get you one without a cross. Darnell know quite well. He's a man mad, but he knew I'm able to get him another one. Since he was man enough to turn the one in, I sure enough gonna see to him getting another one. No Christian church or ministry should conduct itself according to its own agenda. We should never come here knowing how a service is gonna go. In the supernatural real, we should be governed by a kingdom mentality rather than a democratic mindset. Kingdom mentality. We would never be where we are if this church was guided by a democratic mindset. It got so many crazy minds coming to a church that the church would never find her way out. I heard a lady fuss over a refrigerator. This is crazy, man. A refrigerator and much spirituality there is, we're going to fuss over a chair, the color of a chair. If I were to ask y'all what color carpet to put in here, we've been still looking. I don't like that color, that mean. It hurt my eyes. Now, I think it's too many designs for the church. That look like a casino. It don't like no church. I think it need to be with nothing in it. That's why I didn't ask you nothing. I know some people don't like this, but Moses at the Red Sea. Pharaoh army want to kill all 3 million of people. So Pharaoh army coming. And so now God trying to talk to Moses, but Moses and his elders are having a meeting. Two of the elders have got tied up. What we do now? Two of the elders have, they don't want to vote. Moses said, I'm going to use the rod. Two of the elders said, I don't believe the rod going to work. We're not going to use the rod. Now, Pharaoh army coming through. Here come Pharaoh army. The Red Sea, you're going to get drowned, or you're going to get smothered. So now the elders arguing, but we got to figure a way to do this. That wasn't God's design. God called a man or a woman and put them over people, and they make the decision as God give it to them. And I came through the hell jungle. I've been through this. And I had the pioneer that break. Yeah, one of them right here. Now, he's one of my board members now, but he was on the other board. He told me they shut down, Pastor. They shut him down. They determined how much he gonna make. See, he was an executive. We don't need this. You wouldn't be sitting here. There's a $107,000 fountain. How much that fountain gonna cost? $190,000 fountain will start being put up out there so we can see water and fire jump up together and coming out the glass. The deacon board would have died. The deacon, is this man crazy? $190,000? Yes! They got it in front of a casino! They'd have been voting on that Jesus had come back three times. There'd have been vote. See, I changed my vote. I told my wife, that's too much. We ain't got no time for this. I got to close. We ain't got no time for this. All right, I'll give you this one, then I'll probably close, because I want you to go on with this one. What is the kingdom of God versus the kingdom of heaven? How many want to know what the difference between them? The kingdom of heaven is a spiritual location called heaven. It is the dominion of God, from which God rules and influences the earth and the entire universe. I love it. I'm going to read that to you again. Listen, the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual location. Say spiritual location.
Spiritual location.
All right. Called heaven. It is the dominion of God. Now watch what it says, what it does now. From which God rules and influences the earth and the entire universe. The man is in control. Nobody can stop him. I love him with all my heart, all my soul. I just love to talk with him, be with him. Now watch this, class. I want you to get this. This is going to change your life. Now we go to the kingdom of God. Whoever the kingdom of heaven is. One more time, the kingdom of heaven is a spiritual location called heaven. It is the dominion of God. Got it? From which God rules and influences the earth and the entire universe. Got that? Now watch what it says now. Now, kingdom of God, I never read the scripture, but it's within you. We'll get it next Sunday. The kingdom of God is within you, all right? The kingdom of God is supposed to receive contact from the kingdom of heaven. So whatever the kingdom of heaven can do, it put it in the kingdom of God with you, within you, and then you go carry it out. With divine kingdom backup. Well, y'all didn't get that, man. See. All that I said about the kingdom of heaven can be transferred as the ruler universe. All that can be transferred to the kingdom of God according to how matured you are. According to what church you're going to. You can transfer the kingdom of heaven authority into the kingdom of God that's within you, and when it come out of you, you're a ruler for him. Supernaturally. Got that? Now, look at the kingdom of God a minute. The kingdom of God is the atmosphere. The kingdom of God is the atmosphere produced by our relationship of obedience and submission to him. Or we can say it this way. The kingdom of God is the atmosphere produced by our relationship of obedience to the kingdom of heaven. So when we say kingdom, when we say, stand on your feet. When we say kingdom of God, stand on your feet. When we say kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, I want you to remember these three kingdoms. Kingdom of heaven, where everything, the whole universe is run. God, when we got born again, he put the kingdom of God on the inside of us so we can have divine contact and divine education and revelation can come into our spirit that we can operate just like him. Therefore, the kingdom of darkness that is ruling this world naturally cannot control us. Just like on Laurent, that knot, the kingdom of darkness would have liked to have kept that knot on her arm, or liked to let her get all cut, or cut her wrist, and cut herself all up. God decided, since she's in a supernatural setting, he just walked in there and said, Laura, my daughter, just wipe it out.
Yeah.
The kingdom of God is within you to rule, to live royally, to reign in life, to rule over Satan and demonic power, and to help other people get set free. You can't help other people get free if you're not free. Get free. Oh, lift your hand and praise God. Hear that out. Pray in tongue a few minutes. Y'all got to hold on to them crosses. You got to hold on to it. You're holding on to a curse. I'm telling you right now. As an apostle, I'm telling you. Hear that. Nobody.